Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Florida's personal property insurance market is showing improvements, with legislative action in the state one of the leading drivers of the turnaround. Here to discuss a new AM Best report on the market is Josie Novak, senior financial analyst. And Josie, the report notes a number of positives from legislative action in the state. How are you seeing these changes manifest themselves?
So we're beginning to see the recent effects of this legislation, legislative reform take hold in meaningful ways. Reduced claims litigation, thanks in part to the curbs of one-way attorney fees, better known as assignment of benefits. Now, this is helping stabilize loss ratios from insurers. Additionally, we're seeing Citizens Property Insurance Corporation depopulating more efficiently. Private carriers are returning to the market and taking on more risk, participating in this Citizens depopulation. So confidence in the regulatory environment is improving, which is encouraging both incumbents as well as new entrants.
Now, Florida saw two major hurricanes come through in 2024. How did the state's personal property market hold up against them and other events in 2024?
Yeah, so Florida property was certainly tested in 2024. But what's telling is that despite these events, these companies reported an underwriting profit for the first time in nearly a decade and reported a combined ratio of 93.1. So stronger building codes, better catastrophe and secondary peril modeling, more disciplined underwriting practices, refined risk selections are all helping mitigate some of the financial strain.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Can you help us set the stage ahead for another hurricane season? The report refers to some of the new players in Florida's property market. What's been the draw for them?
So over the last 5 years, we've seen more new market entrants than we have insolvencies, not only showing that capacity has returned to the marketplace, but confidence in their ability to underwrite these risks in Florida and to do so profitably. Most notably, I would say, drawing in these players has been the tort reform and the improved market conditions, along with the rate adequate environment we're currently in, has made Florida less of a red flag for these investors.
Now, the report also notes that reinsurance continues to be a key lever for primary insurers in Florida. Are insurers in the market still very dependent on reinsurance, and is that a cause for concern?
Reinsurance is critical for most Florida insurers. It's a part of their risk strategy to protect the balance sheet. But reinsurance leverage does remain high compared to the rest of the U.S. However, it aligns with the elevated catastrophe risk that insureds are exposed to and is what we expect to see from these type of carriers taking on these risks. But that being said, any future changes or tightening in the reinsurance market would have a direct impact on these Florida insurers' margins as well as any long-term financial stability.
Thanks, Josie.
Thank you.
That was senior financial analyst Josie Novak. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.